China's economy is staging a comeback. The world's largest economy grew by 4.9% in its third quarter compared to last year, keeping China on pace to be the only country to post economic growth this year in the middle of the pandemic. So what's going on? Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And as we know, China's economy was in a shambles earlier this year, you know, after the pandemic originated in the port city of Wuhan and forced a national lockdown. Now, daily new cases of the coronavirus are in the single digits. What's behind the relatively quick recovery from that?
Well, I mean, also, we should go back even a year that last year, 2019, the Chinese economy expanded by 6.1% from a year earlier. But that was the lowest growth rate that they had had since 1990. Then you're right. First quarter collapsed, a 6.8% contraction, the first official contraction since the end of the Cultural Revolution in the 70s. Second quarter, 3.2%. Third quarter, 4.9%, as you said. And here's really what I think is going on. The Chinese, although the virus started there, they were fairly quick once they recognized what was going on to shut down their economy. And it was almost a total shutdown throughout the entire country, late January, right through the end of March. The next part of their resurgence was they were very focused on getting their factories up and running. That allowed China to increase their share of global exports. And then finally, a focus on consumers. They encouraged spending and they provided companies with tax rebates and loans from the state-owned banking system. That was so that businesses wouldn't need to lay off workers. I should note that this really did occur without providing any direct relief to Chinese consumers.
Okay, well, we want to talk about how, you know, they and workers, low earners, are faring. But, you know, we remember the lockdown. I mean, we talked to a comedian locked down in China, and he said, you know, he was really busy gaining weight. You know, I mean, they really did it. You know, they just completely, we remember the YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And that seems to have, you know, helped to stem the coronavirus. But this recovery, I mean, the economic recovery, when, for instance, it puts them at an advantage when it comes to trade.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was interesting. That second step that they focused on, sort of getting those factories up and running, you know, that helped Chinese industrial production surge. In fact, in the quarterly report that we just got, we saw that Chinese industrial production grew by 6.9% from a year ago. And that's pretty amazing. That means that the Chinese industrial side is growing at a faster rate than for much of the previous year. And that means also that that kind of helped them take their industrial production to the highest level. And frankly, they're back and maybe even better than they were before the coronavirus outbreak.
But we know that many of the country's lowest earners, you know, who might have been laid off, turned to migrant work in rural villages. So, you know, how are they doing? Are they coming back to those manufacturing jobs?
I mean, yes, but that I think is a real issue because, you know, funny, back in 2008, the Chinese government did actually hand some cash directly to consumers. And certainly that's been our approach, the approach of a lot of developed economies. But that really hasn't happened. And I do think that the Chinese have the same problem that we have, which is the divide between the wealthiest and the poorest is growing very dramatically.
We heard elsewhere in the show, give some low earners some money too. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thank you.
Great to be with you.